Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 3, 1804, day 21 of the expedition. Camped at the mouth of Moreau River. When Captain Clark arrived back in St. Louis in 1806, he set about filling in data in the journals and drawing maps. He gained a great deal of experience in map-making when he was under the command of Anthony Wayne in the Indian Wars. Clark's reports to Wayne were often illustrated with diagrams and maps. Moulton's Volume 1 of the 8-volume set of the journals is a compilation of all the existing maps of the journey, and many of the creeks and terrain features listed in the journals are on these maps. The survey readings and magnetic azimuths recorded in the journals have been proven to be quite accurate. Captain Clark writes today about Indian signs and about not feeling well.
Before part of the day fair, I attempted to take equal altitudes and meridian altitudes, but was disappointed. The cloud obscured the sun. Captain Lewis and George Drewer went out and killed a deer. We set out at 5 o'clock p.m., cloudy and rain, west 5 miles to the mouth Moreau Creek. Keeping along the larboard side, we passed the mouth of a creek I call Cupboard Creek. At the mouth of this creek, I saw much fresh signs of Indians having crossed. 2 deer killed today. I have a sore throat and am tormented by mosquitoes and small ticks. Captain William Clark, June 3, 1804.
Clark, in another entry of the same day, wrote, "I have a bad cold." He mentions the same illness 3 days later. The party did not have much illness until after they left the Mandan village the first winter. One exception is the case of Sergeant Floyd. We'll tell his story soon. Cupboard Creek, according to Moulton, is Rising Creek in Cole County, some 2 miles east of the mouth of the Moreau River. Captain Clark states that they traveled nearly 5 miles that day. Not bad for a bunch that didn't leave until 5 o'clock in the evening. Tomorrow, the mast of the keelboat breaks.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Journal entries and descriptions are from Gary Moulton's edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals. Music, courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.